dance.
That one line is fun. Okay, no biatches, please. That's fun. That's fun.
This is one of my grocery store dancing songs.
Really? You dance this in the grocery store?
Honey, you have to do something in the grocery store because I get angry in the grocery store. So I either take music with me or I dance to whatever they play, and they play this one a lot in the grocery store. So I will just, you see how that part right there, I'll just start jumping up and down, and all I need is some glow sticks and bitch, what?
I take my iPod with me, I can't deal without it.
Some lady stopped me, she said, you're a lot of fun. I, damn straight, you got some glow sticks in your purse.
I'll be even more fun if you and them damn glow sticks.
That's awesome.
All right, let me go ahead and introduce us so we can get into the show. We all riled up. Somebody will have to hold my earrings, I'm telling you.
Jay already said, let me hold your earrings.
Hold my earrings.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. We'll be sweet to you because you're here with us. So, hi.
He always teases me every day with his lunch. He never brings me any, though.
Dude, he sent us a picture of his sandwich.
I miss all the fun stuff, don't I? I'm going to have to use Twitter because I miss all the fun stuff.
Yeah, you didn't miss that sandwich he sent me. But I was mad about that sandwich.
I feel all left out. Y'all leaving me out and stuff.
Get up and come play with us in the morning. We told you you're welcome to pop in.
Yeah, I'm sleeping. Okay, anyway. My sleep is greater than Twitter. Okay. It is Gamer Girls Radio. It is Thursday, September 22nd, 2011. My birthday's in 6 days for y'all that want to send me presents. I'm not going to tell you my age because it's not polite to ask woman's age, and I will gouge your eye out with a fork. Just try.
She's 22.
I'm 21. Get it right.
21?
Uh-oh.
Well, I was going to give you 22, you know.
Okay, well, I like to feel a little more mature than my age.
Exactly. But.
Let me give you the phone number real quick. It's, hold on, there it's 347-215-7977. Give it to you one more time. Make sure you write this down, bitches, because you want to call us. 347-215-7977. I'm Snow White. That's right. And we also have my bestie, Miss Gamenatrix/Corey up in the hizzle. Hello.
What?
I need my glow stick.
You know, it's so sad as I'm actually up dancing.
I was about to ask, are you really dancing?
I am dancing. There we go.
And Blaster has some real life to tend to tonight. We miss you, Blaster. So we got Miss Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle. So it's a girl. It's a chick night. That's right.
It's about to be a chick fight. I almost grabbed that song, by the way, but it was a little too ghetto.
You know, that would have fit perfect.
Brooke Valentine.
Because I thought the motherfucking rage.
Oh, my God, just stop it. See, and you thought I was going to be the troll. Listen to that.
Both of you are evil.
I'm not evil. I'm too cute to be evil.
I'm evil. I'll admit it. I'd rather be evil than cute, but I get called cute more than evil.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to Twitter while I talk, and I'm typing everything you guys say. That was going to be the most disjointed Twitter ever. What does she mean? It's about to, I'm a random, normal, blah, blah.
Corey
wrote that, didn't she?
I want to bring up one. Aw, y'all, you put my birthday up on the Twitter. I got country. I don't know why. But let me bring up our first topic, because you know, we're going to go straight to this one because I want to. This is good. You know, okay, everybody knows what AIDS is, right? Matt, I hope to. I hope so. Because if you don't, where the hell have you been? But anyway, so scientists have been trying to figure out a cure for AIDS for a really long time, and they were trying to work on this one really complicated protein. Let me see if I can find the name of it. It's a retroviral protease called M-PMV, okay? And they've been trying to figure it out and trying to break it down, but it was such a complicated structure. It was put together in such a complicated way that they couldn't do anything with it. And they spent 4 years on this. 4 years scientists put on this, and they couldn't figure it out. Guess what? They put it on a game called Fold It, and in 3 weeks, gamers had that bitch figured out.
That's right. See, gamers are so awesome.
I'm telling you, man, problem-solving skills.
Yes. Now, if they would just give me a good simulator, I could solve the deficit that we have.
Right?
In America. Actually, it's one like that. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, Corey, on the morning news.
If they gave me a program, I could figure out the national deficit and I could get jobs for everybody. Just give me a game. I'll do it. Of course, I have to have something in there where I create tornadoes and stuff, so that might be a problem. But, you know, it'll be a good...
You remember SimCity, how you can make the earthquake?
Did I used to do that all the time?
I did, too. Anybody just raise their city to the ground and just be like, I hate all you little bitches. Stop complaining. All y'all do is complain. What do you mean you need more sidewalks?
Walk on the grass, bitches.
You asked for parks, I gave you six of them, bitches. Walk into the... Anyway.
But anyway, so yeah, I wanted to mention that because everybody talking all this shit. Like, there's a couple other stories in here. Like, there's one saying scientists are trying to refute all these studies saying that gaming is beneficial. Well, guess what, bitches? We figured something out in 3 weeks that y'all couldn't figure out in 4 years.
Very, very true.
Bitches.
I've seen a lot of things that have been going on in the world of gaming. What was it? We did a story earlier in the week about another study that was done where they said the gaming makes people feel good. They feel happier after they play, even if it's a violent game. So they said stop looking at the game and look at the person. If they're doing violent things after they play, we've been saying this for years. It's not the game. It's the person.
Every single time violence in video games comes up, we say this. It's not the games. If a person got violent after a video game, it does not. They could have had another trigger. It could have been anything else. Maybe
if they got violent after the game, there's something wrong with them that was not addressed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It could have been another trigger that happened. Maybe somebody cut them off on the highway, or maybe they were listening to some music that made them angry, or maybe they were, you know, they stubbed their toe and they got
maybe
angry.
They were off their meds.
Right. So it's not what they were doing that made them be violent. It was the person themselves.
They were going to, it could have been they were eating a Twinkie and the wrapper was too loud.
We didn't have enough cream in the middle. I hate when that happens.
Fucking cream is...
My Twinkie had no cream.
Some bitch is going to die. My Twinkie, where the fuck is my cream? I'm about to motherfucking rage.
Oh my god.
No. Oh, they're gonna kick us out of here. Oh wait, we own the place. Never mind.
We are mature tonight. Right? Well, I mean, we're not mature, but what we're saying.
Like, that's mature.
Oh. So how about we just get into the meat and potatoes?
Yes, because you know that's what we all wait now. We're already mad.
We might as well jump on into it. Where do you want to start? You start us off, and we'll roll.
Oh, I've got to take my earrings off.
Are we just going to jump straight into it, or are we going to do some other stuff?
You know what? We just need to jump straight into it, because we are already mad.
Wound up. Somebody's going to get cut.
I put my Vaseline on my arms now. Y'all don't hear me?
No, my hair did not come out, but I'm going to pull it back in the ponytail anyway. So, hold on.
Put my tennis shoes on, my workout bra. Let me flex a little bit.
Make sure I wear some comfortable clothing, because this is gonna be scrap up in here.
Crack my neck. Crack. The bad part is I'm doing this.
You know, I'm just saying.
4 hours of sleep, people. 4 hours of sleep, and I'm still wide awake. What is wrong with me? Why can't I sleep? All right.
So, ready? Are we ready to do this? Everybody got their jewelry off? Hair's pulled back?
Yes.
Vaseline on the arms, so no scratches.
You know, no fake nails, because, you know, that'll break your
nails. Oh, no, I didn't clip my nails. Nothing's breaking. So if somebody gets hit by me, it's going to be a full-fledged fist.
Oh, that's right there. That's what that is.
Yes, it is.
All right, so where do I begin?
Start at the beginning. Give us a little background. Give us some background.
Well, earlier in the week, we got a Twitter from, should I be nice and say her website?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to say her website. You can go look at our Twitter. Follow us, and you can look at who we're talking to. I'm going to say lovely young lady, because at least we had a debate. Her flunky, and yes, I'm calling you a flunky little person that was jumping in the middle. We don't really want to mention you at all. I'm not going to mention anything you said. Don't want to talk
no.
to you.
Because you're just funky.
Yeah, you were not saying anything of any kind of merit. You mm-hmm. lost my respect when you tried to go personal, and debating should never be taken.
No.
No. Not, at
she
least
was
not
to troll, and you were not taking the bait. It was great.
Yeah. So she sent me a message, and she showed me a new website that's coming out. Basically, there's some women from the adult film industry that are deciding. Yes, there is an industry. It is a million-dollar industry just like ours. Deciding that they want to charge money to have the guys look at them while they play. I don't know if they're naked or not. And this is not the first time we've heard of something like this. Was it Games Match that did this?
I think so, yeah. And I mean, there's been lots of websites, and not all of them have been porn stars. I'm going to go ahead and call them what they are. They're porn stars.
They're porn stars.
Not all of them were porn stars. Some of them were just like normal everyday girls who would sign up to play games with guys.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were raging a little bit about Games Match, but that was year before last, and I met up with them at PAX and spoke to the man in charge, and I told him, basically, you know what we're really not happy about is you.
There's a man in charge of that?
Yes, and I told him, we're not happy about you. We're really not happy about you. If we could just get you out of the mix, I might be all right with this, maybe. This just doesn't look good to me. This looks like pimp.
Yeah,
hoe.
It really does.
So, I'm
expecting like a pimp hand and a where's my money bitch somewhere.
Yeah. But then turns out, because when they sent us the press release at first, I didn't know who was working for it. It turns out the couple of them are friends, and a lot of them are like, no, I'm not being naked. Or, you know, one of them I know is particularly saucy. She's like, you know, me when I was a teenager. She's just out of her teens. Yeah, she's very saucy, very spicy. So I know she wasn't taking off her top. It would have been like, take off your top, bitch. It's like a fat one. What? You know? You got enough money for me to take off my top? You got a few million? Because that's what it's going to take to see these tatas, baby. But we've kind of backed up off of them. We wanted to have them on the show, but I kind of went, you know, if you're dumb enough to pay them and you're not seeing anything, then you deserve what you get. You deserve to be broke. But so these girls decided, maybe they heard us. Maybe they said, hey, well, if you'll pay us, we'll show you. The problem I have with this is I don't know if they're gamers. I'm guessing that they're not. Anyway, let me jump back over to the other side. Because I'm all over the place. Like, which one of you bitches am I going to hit first?
We got a list.
Which one of you bitches am I going to hit first? Wow.
Jay Dukes, no, he was not wearing a purple suit. Matter of fact, this guy, at least you could have done was be cute if you're going to start a business like this. Make me want to be your hoe. I'm saying. And you have...
I'm rubbing my forehead on that one. Oh.
Y'all know what I'm saying. Sometimes the guy's cute. You're like, oh, you want me to go out there? Now, okay, you're cute. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're cute. I'll do it. But, hi, Issa. Welcome back. So, this young lady sent me a text, and she wanted to hear my opinion about this particular service. What I did was wrote a lovely rant. It's a little hippie-ish, honestly, my rant is, because I felt like I was trying to soften up, because what I was thinking in my head was, like, way too raw to be typing. Y'all know how I am. It was going to be, bitch, blah, 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 bitch, blah, 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 and furthermore, fuck the blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, let me professionalize this a little bit.
You got ghetto towards the end, I got to say.
I did.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, this is not the core I've ever heard.
Okay, and here's my stance, and I know that the girls here have theirs. I'm going to get mine, and then I'm going to step back because I know they're going to jump in. My stance is I don't have a problem with any woman making money any way she can. Where I lose respect is you don't see me up in the middle of the adult movies jumping in front of the camera talking about, let's play Left 4 Dead. That's not what you came to see if you bought the porn. You didn't
exactly.
Want
exactly. Porn. That's just, no.
As
no.
I say every morning, stay in your fucking lane. Or if you're going to be in my lane, make
at
it
least
so
conform to what we're doing in this lane.
Yes. I was walking around today thinking, I said, you know what would make this okay with me if you guys are doing this? I'm going to just throw this out here because obviously you girls are not smart enough to think of this yourself. If you're going to do this, there's a whole bunch of games that have sex in them, GTA, Bioshock, that they probably need women to do the motion capture. Remember what Blaster showed us last week?
Yeah.
The Harlequin from Batman is being done by a man. I was wondering why sometimes these walks look fucked up. Okay, men do not have the same bones that we do, so some of them, there's exceptions to the rule, we all know who they are, that cannot swing their hips the same way that we do when we walk. Why not get a real woman? And if you're an adult film star, you're saying, you know what, I don't mind if you do motion capture of me naked, you know, having sex so it looks more realistic in the game. You could start a whole business built around that. And there's how you incorporate the two, and I can look at you and say, bitch, that's a tight hustle you got.
Right?
Give me five. Go, girl. I can support you. I don't want to be there when you're doing it, but go. But you're just sitting there pretending to be me is what I see. You're pretending to be me saying you're a gamer because that's what I am, and you're not. You're not.
No.
That's where I'm offended. You can't – if I ask you who's Donna Bailey – and for the record, some of you girls out there should know this is the first woman to ever make a game, Centipede. You should know these things as a gamer, as a woman gamer, if you call yourself a real gamer. I'm sorry. You may think you don't need to know, but I think you do. Too many people or too many women have gone through too much trouble to get the foot in the door for you all to be not knowing who they are or not caring for that matter, because that's what happened with me and the lovely young lady arguing back and forth. She's like, I know my gaming history. Really? Do you know who I am? Really? You don't? That's funny. Do you know who Donna Bailey is? If I say Brenda Bradway, do you know who she is? Do you know who Clarissa Merrypin is? I mention these people all the time. Now, my two people here are quiet, but I excuse these two. I'm saying this one that threw up in my face. I've written papers. Bitch, let me see your papers that you wrote.
And you said that several times. Show me your papers. Show me your papers. And she just kept on ignoring the fact that you're all like, you know what? Put up or shut up. And she would not put up.
That's no, because she had nothing to put up. She was talking shit, trying to get people on her side is what was going on. And I'm going to be honest. I don't know most of the people you're talking about.
Okay,
but I'm not going to sit here.
Wait, Snow. Even though you don't know, but if I say frag dolls, you know who they are.
Yeah.
You know who PMS Clan is, for the, you know, generally speaking. Okay, these are the newer generation that put the foot forward to, again, get us further down the road. She had no idea who they were either, I'm guessing.
How do you not know who these people are? Oh, my God.
But what I was going to say is, I may not know all of these people, but I'm not sitting here and, you know, spouting off to everyone in the world that I'm a gamer and that I'm, you know, that I'm doing all this shit while I'm sitting here in my fucking underwear. Okay, because you're not selling gaming when you're doing this. You're selling sex.
Yes, and I don't remember which one of these little twits that it was during your argument pulled up something about, maybe you're not as confident, or maybe you're not as pretty, or
oh God,
something.
They don't know.
And I was thinking, oh my God, are you kidding me? Did you really just go to the whole troll route? You know, you can't prove your point. You can't argue intelligently. So you've got to tear us down because, oh my God, maybe we're not as pretty as, you know, you think we should be, or...
Well, no, that's an age-old argument that doesn't fit here.
It's not.
We're not talking about looks at all. What we're talking about is what you're trying to sell. The ugliest woman in the world can still try to sell sex and games at the same time. It makes no difference what the fuck you look like. That's not the point at all. The point is that you're sitting here trying to mix the two and sell sex and games and pretend to be a gamer when really you're just a fucking skank hoe. Okay?
Fucking skank hoe. Hell yeah.
And I have no problem with anybody having to work in the sex industry. None at all. As long as you respect yourself, as long as you respect other industries, and you are safe about it. But if you're going to sit here and try to claim to be a gamer, and yet all you're doing is throwing your little pussy around and trying to act like some gaming chick or really you're just a fucking whore, don't play that game with me.
No.
I'm not gonna go out and try to act like a whore, try to act like a sex worker, industry person, and claim to be that when really I'm just a gamer. And could I do that? Hell yes, I could
here's
go out and be a sex worker if I wanted to be, but I'm not doing that.
Wait, Snow. Let me tell you the argument that she went to because I knew exactly where she was going. I was waiting for it. Let me tell y'all something. Not to say I'm a genius, but generally speaking, I'm good at chess. You know, the best chess player knows what the next move the person is going to make. I knew exactly what she was going to say. And sure enough, she's, well, maybe women should wear burkas. That has no place in this conversation. Nope. That argument comes from, and I'm going to tell you exactly where it comes from. It happens in every community. Every time they go to put up a strip club and you have the old school moms come out and say, I don't want these women near my house. And it is somebody that comes out looking like a school mom and they got the curlers in the hair and the house robe on, the slippers. And I don't want my husband and my kids down there by that strip club. I'm not that woman. You made a mistake when you opened your fucking mouth to say that. Trust me. that if you and I were in the club, we would still both, I've seen you over there, the girl knows who you're talking about, you're gorgeous, so am I. This has nothing to do with that, is what I'm trying to tell you. This has to do with the fact of, you should not be in front of a camera saying you're me. If you can't find some kind of love for the industry to do something constructive that does not tear down what we've all tried to build, you have no idea the amount of times I personally, and this is not, I'm not even telling you the stories that I know that have happened to PMS Clan or the Frag Dolls or the things that go on or things that are said about them that we have to stand and hear as women just so that you can maybe sit up and put your boobs on camera if you so choose. But the thing is, you're not doing it as a gamer. You're just doing it because you want to. You don't care about our cause.
Nope.
You don't care about what we go through. The guy told me years ago, I don't want you on my team. I didn't hire you because you're a woman. This guy told me this on the phone. Have you, and I put that on Twitter, until you've had that happen to you, you don't understand where the rest of us are coming from with this. Or me standing in PAX next to, I cannot think of her name. Every time, and we've had her on the show, she's going to cut me. Alexis Hubert, I'm going to call you by your real name. Gamer tag is Tart. I've been standing next to Alexis, and guys have been coming up asking her, can they touch her boobs?
Are you kidding?
And Alexis is married. She's married now, but then
really?
She had a serious boyfriend. Yes, these are the types of things we have to endure. And you may think, oh, that's cool. But if I don't want that attention, I got it because of something you did. I'm just standing here minding my own business. I'm working.
And I got to tell you, okay, when Corey and I went into a demo for Need for Speed, we did not dress up. We did not have makeup on. We were in some comfortable clothes, and we walked in there, and we still got every guy in the room staring at us, leering at us, and we weren't even there for that. We were there for business, and we still had to put up with that because of bitches like this who try to claim to be a gamer, and yet they're really just a porn star.
If you are going to, I feel like this. Okay, we have people doing what they're calling gamer burlesque now. Now, I don't know if those girls are gamers or not, but it's still a compliment to me. They're doing it in such a way that it's classy. They're doing it in such a way that they're not, you know, I'm not on cam offering to show you my goodies. Maybe I'm taking, you know, burlesque, they don't ever really show anything. You don't get to see anything. But it's done, you know, out of a theme that has to do with the game. I think it's funny. It's tongue-in-cheek humor. You're not doing anything to contribute. That right there just takes gaming a little bit more mainstream and say, you know, look how important gaming is to this culture. You know, it's seeping into every part of our culture. And I know you're saying, well, it's seeping into porn too. Not really, because you're not a gamer. If you were a gamer who happened to be a porn star, again, if you found a way to integrate the two that made sense, then I would be behind you. You're not showing me anything that makes any kind of sense. Why do these two things need to be together? This girl keeps saying, well, my sex is a part of who I am. You know what? So is the fact that I drink a lot of water.
I hate to tell her, but my sex is a part of who I am, too. But I'm not going to throw it around with the gaming.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if she wanted to find a way to better incorporate the whole, hey, I'm a sex worker with games, and not just try to play off the, oh, I'm a gamer who gets naked thing, that it wouldn't bother me as much, I guess. I think it's the way she's going about it that really irritates me.
Well, yeah, if she found a way to do it that made sense, that was logical. If I could see the connection that she was making between the two, I would have no problem with it. But I actually went to her site, and her motto is something like skanky, but in a good way, I promise. No, skanky,
mm-mm.
No.
Skank is never a good thing. Sorry.
No.
I don't know which side of the tracks you grew up on, what your mama told you or didn't tell you, but
your mama told you.
Because there, you can be a sex worker, you can be a porn star, and still have respect for yourself.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm. Let me. I'm gonna go there for just a second. Young lady, you're speaking about your sex and you're a sex worker. Let me tell you who a real sex worker is. And this lady's name, I'm gonna say her website on the air here. When I used to work at a company here in Houston called Telecheck, I did customer service for adult websites and people like yourself. A young woman, at the time she was young, whose name is Kara, had a website named Kara's Playground. Kara pulled down, and the reason I know this, again, is because I worked there and I got to see her figures, $1.5 million a week. She's a sex worker. You are nobody.
Ooh. That's a good point.
If you're going to try to push, you know, stand up and say, I'm a sex worker and I'm proud and I need to incorporate my gaming, be making that kind of money. Show me that, you know what, girl, like, yay, you're doing something right. No. All you're doing is stepping on my toes. And we have all worked too hard to get here. The bullshit that we have to hear. And, you know, we're on the air. We're thick-skinned. skinned, and I say it all the time. Let me explain it to you in gaming terms. I'm the tank. I have no problem taking the damage. But what I don't want is your little mouthy ass in the back not knowing what's going on up front. If we were playing an MMO, you're in the back doing nothing, and I'm up front taking all the damage, and I'm like, do something, jump in here.
You're the little noob hunter in the back who keeps pulling shit and aggroing shit when you know you're not supposed
hey,
to.
Exactly. Hey,
okay.
Hey, why you always go for the hunter? Come on.
No. I didn't say hunter. I said noob hunter. There is a total difference, honey. And okay. You know I'm right.
Quit standing in the back and do something. Take something out. You're not doing it by showing your top-tops. It just doesn't work. It is Car with a K. She's not even a gamer, but I'm saying that I had respect for that woman because at that time there was I think webcams are just coming into play, and this woman, it was just her. There was nobody else on her website but her, and $1.5 million a week she was making just sending out pictures and doing a little bit of webcamming. She wasn't taking calls.
Now that is a businesswoman, right?
Yeah.
That girl is using what she has and making a business. Mad respect for that.
Yes. That's where I kept trying to explain to Miss Thing is you're what did she say something about you'll learn that inhibiting yourself, honey, we are not inhibited here.
Obviously
no,
not.
If anything, no. Hell no. Yeah, I read that too and I was like, how are we inhibiting ourselves? How? No, sorry.
Inhibiting yourself is not for you. Why? Because I don't want to. I'm in a business meeting with Microsoft. I'm going to stand up and take off my shirt. Really, do you think they want to hear anything I say after that? Or is just everybody's going to want to fuck me and then the meeting's over? I didn't get what I came for.
Exactly.
So, no.
And it's not inhibiting if it's a lifestyle choice. This is a choice. Could mm-hmm. we have been a sex worker? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to be? No.
No. Not in public.
Right? I might be your whore on the side if you treat me right, but not in public.
Wait a minute, did she really say
that? Did I really just say that on air?
Yes, she did.
I think that was a new one for me.
Sure. I wholeheartedly concur. But it's...
You're right. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Now, wait a minute. And this is now, while you all think, oh, they're starting to quiet down. Oh, we're not done. This gets worse, this argument on Twitter. So Wednesday morning, I get up after this is all over, and I get a Twitter from a guy who's saying he has busted these other girls. He's proven they're not scammers.
This video makes my head hurt.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to take a breath before we start on this one. Go ahead.
This guy. All right, now go ahead, because I got to tear into this guy.
Oh, wait. Should we do that website first?
Which one?
We talked about the one you argue with. Now we're not even going to mention that website on the air. The one you showed me that I thought was a porn site?
Do we want to say their name on the air?
No.
No, we're not going to say anybody's name.
How won't you go in there?
Okay.
You don't want to go there. You can
fire
this and not... Well, not that it's ever in a fun way, but...
We'll move to them and then we'll get him last, because
that's like a good logical order to follow.
Yeah, I concur. It's my favorite word, by the way, for the day.
I concur.
And the word for the day, boys and girls, is concur.
It's C for concur.
Also C for cut a bitch. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the word I thought you were about to say, but I'm right.
And C for cocksucker.
Oh, damn. No. Oh, wow. Okay, so we went. I gave Snow the website. I don't know what Ginger thought about it when I sent it to her. Snow says, I thought I was in the wrong place.
Corey was actually on Skype with me. I pulled it up and went, hey, wait, what? Oh, no.
I did not go to their website. I'm not going to give them that traffic.
Here's where I'm saying they're not too smart. Okay. And y'all know I'm all about some business and some money. So I went and checked their URL just to see what kind of traffic they're doing. They're doing great traffic. But their site is so fucking jacked up. These girls. This is where I said.
Saw that from the video.
Their site is so fucking jacked up. They couldn't. They can't make any money off of it. Apparently, who's gonna buy advertising? They don't even have it set up to buy advertising or sell anything. You can't get endorsements from game companies. I also noticed when I went to their Twitter how unprofessional they are. Is that they wrote a review and then they sent a Twitter to Rockstar to tell them to read it. Now you girls have been with me long enough to know how we do this,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, that's not how you do it.
No.
That and your page looks jacked up. You're all naked on the front. None of this looks professional at all. That's why I said I cannot look at this. Part of why I look at other female gamer websites, whether they're, you know, there's a couple other girls, like I said, that do this that have professional websites. It looks good. I look at them and I get inspired by what they're doing. Not just what they're doing, but how they're succeeding at whatever it is they're doing. And we have all kinds of women doing all kinds of things. There's some other girlfriends of mine that they post up. You noob guys out there that like send the girls the recordings and stuff, you know, let me see your boobs. They out you on their site. I didn't, you guys remember that. Only thing I did is told my friend, girl, watch the legalities, you know, Microsoft and blah, blah. Oh, that's another, and this is the angle I'm about to go to, then I'm going to turn it over to these two. There's the angle I came up with. Okay, these girls are saying you can watch them on cam, because I heard one of them say Topless Connect or Topless Dance Central. How long do you think it's going to be before Microsoft comes after these girls? You have no way of verifying the person's age on the other end of letting watch play Topless Connect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No
and that
way.
Is going to be a trickle down right to Microsoft. Guarantee it.
If they catch on, yeah. And it won't be long before they catch on, because some little kid's going to open his mouth to the wrong person. Not the,
mom's
the right
gonna
person.
Mom's going to walk in and watch the little boy.
Oh, Lord.
Or, yeah, find the little boy watching.
And, you know, mom's not going to know the difference of getting mad at that website
or
Microsoft.
And trust me, if you come after Microsoft, they're coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you're not very smart. I just gave you a business. Why don't you try that out? Motion capture. Send the money that you earned from your porn star days and buy you a nice motion capture suit and start doing that and offering to do that for companies so that they'll have real women doing the motion capture in the games.
Please, God, so that the people who are making the physics inside Second Life will stop making the big, gigantic, floppy boobs.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
Yeah, because they don't know how
they
move.
You move the physics thing just a little bit and all of a sudden your boobs are bouncing like I don't know what.
I have mine perfect.
I refuse to wear mine.
Mine are perfect, just perfect.
Well, I have the prim nipples, so I can't.
Yeah, because your nipples stay.
The nipples don't move. Anyway, can I talk about this website?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Now, like I said, I have mad respect for any sex worker who, you know, is actually a businesswoman and isn't just throwing her poon around. Okay? And yes, I said poon. But Corey sent me this link, and I'm like, all right, I'll check this out, whatever. Because, you know, the link was funny. I was like, oh, it's a be fun website. I pull it up. I first go, damn, I hit the wrong website. And I look again. I'm like, shit, this is the website. It looks like a porno site. And not even
a
good.
Up. Huh?
No, not even like a good porno site. It's a bad.
Yeah.
It's a cheap, scuzzy porno site that you're pretty sure you know.
It didn't even look like a good porno site to me. I pull it up, and I'm like, what the? And then it really looks like a bad porno site where you pull it up and it has a picture of a not-so-attractive lady doing something that you don't want to see. And I've only been to these porn sites on accident, I swear.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm totally buying the story. Totally.
I swear. But it was just...
So how many of these porn sites have you been to so that you can judge?
And then you have to scroll like all the way down the page to get to any content. Are you serious?
And most there was content?
there was content. I scrolled
down. I got bored.
And I normally I wouldn't have, because I looked at that and be like, what the fuck? And then turn it, right? But you scroll down, and they actually have some content, not very good content, mind you, but you have to scroll all the way down to get to anything. And it's just not a very well laid out website.
So
I'm sorry, honey,
spot?
But you are not that
what?
Cute.
Was it like those flashy, blingy ads at the top or something?
Oh.
Okay, here's my, wow. Oh, I had to go look at the site again. My eyes are bleeding.
I refuse to give them the traffic.
I give them the traffic because you really can't do anything with this. Look, I'm going to throw another business their way, okay? Here's yet another business for you, lovely.
Get out your pen and paper and take notes, boys and girls.
Write it down or read it down, as my grandma would say. Damn, I forgot what I was going to say. Oops.
Because my eyes are bleeding. It's hard to.
Oh, it's hard to focus when your eyes are bleeding like this. Oh, that was what I was going to say. Okay, so remember how we had the Sex and Games show? It's been a couple of years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
There are entire companies, like we were talking about Red Light District last week. There's a whole website that are dedicated to adult games and sexual games that are all guys because there's no women doing it. Again, ladies, a whole field empty for you to step into. Get you somebody girl or guy and get them come up with a game concept, and you can be the person motion capture or however you want to do it. But you know, there's a whole arena there. There's a matter of fact, there's a lady, I can't remember her name. We were on the team to create a game way back in 2006 for Second Life. I don't remember. Pet Trap. That was the name of our game. Anyway, but she had started a section, Sex and Games, at IGDA. If you want, I think the group is still there. If you want to go back and look at those posts and stuff, I think they're still there. But she wanted to create a game that was a sexual game, but from a woman's perspective, because there's plenty of men's perspective. You go yes. look. So there's a whole other business for you. You got there's two businesses right there. All you got to do. That's all you got to do is find a way to integrate the two. But this right here is not the way. This right here, we can tell you're not a gamer. We can look at you and see. And the funny thing is, they looks like they went out to the Gears of War launch, and that's all that's on their page.
Yeah, okay. That does not make you a gamer. That does not make you a video game journalist.
I watched a little bit.
That just makes you a skank at a launch.
Yes, it does. I watched a little bit of the video. That was linked to me. And the way she was holding the controller, number one, was my first clue. Because she had her legs spread, of course. One leg hiked up on the couch. Mm-hmm. The controller is down between her legs, and she has it down at a relaxed angle. Like, not her thumb's not even really on the keys. How many gamers, real gamers, when they're playing a game, hold their controller in such a way?
No, I got a grip on that bitch. I'm leaning
right?
forward. I'm like,
yeah, it's like right in front of me, so I can almost
yes.
look down at it at the same time.
That was my first clue. And plus, she's all laid back on the couch, and she's staring at the camera and barely glancing at the game. Is that a gamer?
No, that's not a gamer, dude. I'm playing. I'm intense.
Yeah, we have
you distract me, and I'm gonna bite your head off.
Right?
We have a 1,000-yard fucking stare. You talking like, huh? Did you? Huh?
Yeah.
So you hear
like, somebody tell you something when you're in the middle of the game, you go, uh-huh, and later on they're like, did you do such and such? Huh? When did you tell me to do that?
When you were playing that game, dude, mm-hmm. I was killing some.
Yeah, don't talk to me while I'm killing zombies.
This is me right here. Uh-huh. What the fuck?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. And it's like, do you not see the headphones on my head? I'm not paying fucking thing.
Exactly.
I'm not paying attention
exactly.
at all.
So that was my first clue. And then it was just, I didn't even have to see her gameplay to know that I would not want her on my team.
Wow.
I don't care what you look like in real life. If you can't game, I don't want you on my team.
All right, can I yell about this guy now? Because now that you mentioned the whole what you look like thing, that pisses me
off. Go ahead. Roll into it.
All right, so this ignorant little asshole over on YouTube went to
don't
their website.
Don't say his name.
Okay. I'm not even going to give him the time of day for that. Anyways, this little jerk went over, and it looks like he just pulled footage from their website. Doesn't even look like he's actually interacting with the girls. Well, I should say girl. And he's in the never shows himself. I think you see his hand once. And
no,
as,
that's his girl's hand.
I'm sorry, his girl's hand once. And as Snow pointed out earlier, not exactly a small hand.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he's in here tearing this porn star apart. Oh, my God, look, she has rolls when she sits. Hello, she's human.
Yes.
Do you want her to be flat as a board when she sits? I mean, is she supposed to break in half? She's not made out of, you know, I don't know, clay or something.
She's not fucking made out of plexiglass. Okay?
Not out of plexiglass.
Let me address him. See, you know how we all women talk about those pre-subscribed beauty things, magazines?
Mm-hmm.
The women that you guys out there think are so gorgeous in the fashion magazines were picked by gay men. They picked those women because those women mostly resemble the men that they like. And you're telling us that we need to look like this too. What does that say about you?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Now.
Here we go.
First of all, gloves off. First of all, I'm going to say, I do not agree with what she is doing. I do not agree with it. But I will back a sister up when it comes to somebody tearing somebody else down upon looks. Because, motherfucker, you can talk all the trash you want to talk. But if you're not going to put yourself on camera or that little chick sitting beside you on camera, don't start talking smack about anybody else. okay? And I can guarantee that that chick sitting beside you is not a little girl.
No.
Okay?
Not that we saw.
No. From what I can see of her hand, her wrist, and her arm, she is not a little girl. So don't start talking smack about anybody. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I don't like the chick. Do not start talking smack about how she looks.
Mm-mm.
No, she is not that cute. She really is not.
No.
There might be some that like her, but
to me, she didn't make it into the porn industry.
Right? To me, she is not that cute. But calling her fat, the are you kidding me?
He was pointing out her age. He was pointing out her stomach had rolls on it.
He said that 34 was old. Motherfucker, I'm about to turn 32.
You know what that tells me? The person that was on the camera was 16.
He was probably between 16 and 20.
I'll
give him 22.
I'm going to give him 16 because that's just too dumb to be 22.
No.
Guys are dumb until about the age of 26.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Jay. Just in case we have young folks in the room, I will give you a private link.
Ooh.
Because I know
a private link.
Give you a private link, Jay.
But I'm telling you, man, it just irks my nerves when people sit there and talk smack about everybody else when you look at them and realize you have no reason to talk about anybody else.
I say it just I already gave it to him, Ginger. The thing that bothered me more than anything was he sent it to us. Like he
whoa,
was.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
You know,
he sent it to us.
Yes, he sent that video to us via Twitter. That's how I got it.
Oh, like we were gonna be. Oh, you got it, boy. You know, you nailed her.
Before I saw it, I said thanks. You know, for the heads up. I go and I look at it. And I'm waiting for the part where I'm going to hear her say something that's going to be, you know, telling that she's not a gamer. Maybe he asked her, you know, so what's your favorite Mario game on PlayStation? And she says, oh, I like to play that. I ain't no Mario games on PlayStation. You know, that's what I wanted to hear.
Right.
And all I saw was, look at, this is her age. She's a porn star. She's fat. She says she's 100 pounds, 108 pounds, my ass. Look at her stuff.
Oh, no, I think he looked at her weight and said 109 pounds, maybe in your top fold.
See, that just makes me want to reach to the screen and bitch slap a dude. You know what? I want to see you. I want to see what you look like. Are you hot? Because otherwise, I want you to shut the fuck up.
People like that are never hot because they have to attack other people to make themselves feel better. On top of that, he probably had even a little bit of sex, even with the big girl sitting next to him. So, and furthermore, let me address you, big girl sitting next to him. For you to sit there and let him talk about some other woman like
Thank
that,
you.
What do you think he's saying about you when you're not around? I don't care if you're his sister. I don't care if you were his cousin. You should have smacked the fuck out of bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? She's, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, look, I am not a small girl, but I don't want to be a small girl. I got curves, and I love my curves. Okay?
Jay is all kinds of wrong.
I don't even, what is he saying?
He's saying, ooh, baby. I don't think she has a bad body, and she could be 108 pounds. She's 5'6". That looks like 108 pounds on a person who's 5'6".
It does.
Exactly. But some stupid little teenage boy doesn't know that because he thinks all girls should look like Selena Gomez or whoever the chick is.
Selena Gomez has got curves.
No, yeah. Scarlett Johansson has curves. Scarlett Johansson has the whole bam, wide hips. Curves.
No. I'm telling you, Selena Gomez... She has curves per Hollywood standards. Scarlett Johansson is va-va-voom.
But she's fat, according to the guy.
According to the guy, Scarlett Johansson would be fat.
Yes.
So now, I'd like to see him tell that to Scarlett Johansson.
Add that. Scarlett Johansson's face. I
or Kate Winslet. Come on now.
Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, all of them, according
to you,
are fat.
Whip his ass all over the place. Man, you know that
chick. Oh, Beyonce
is going to fuck
like,
around.
Jay, can you handle him?
What you want me to do to him, baby?
In that deep voice of his, what you want me to do to him, baby?
Beyonce's so fucking hot.
That was Blaster said he's just getting in. He's exhausted. We love you, Blaster.
We love you, Blaster.
CJ, you see all that wow, just wow. Let me take this further back. You ladies, if you're tuning in, anybody who's tuning in to understand why all this upsets me, and I'm going to go to something else for you here. Back when, in the olden days, when your grandma and your great-grandma and her grandma were fighting, you know, to come out of the kitchen,
And they told the guys they could vote, black men, Asian men, Latino men, all got the right to vote together. And they told you women, you bitches, are not citizens. You cannot vote. You can't do anything. Get your ass back in the kitchen. So that is why when I say we all have a sisterhood, we have a duty to stick by each other in some capacity. That's where I get that from. That was ingrained in me. I come from a family that says you do not step on your sister to get above her. There's a line such as this is business and this is personal. Now, personally, if that bitch fuck with you, cut her ass up.
Right.
But on the business side, you need to make sure you try to always help a sister up. Don't speak ill of your sisters in public. And I will tell you flat out, there's some people that are sitting right over in the PMS clan right now that knows I don't like them. But we handle that face to face. Bitch, I don't like you. I don't like you either. Don't talk to me. And we've handled that. But will I say their names on the air? No, never. You will never hear me say who it is I don't get along with or I don't like. There have been people on this show that have left that we still do not speak or get along. I will never say their names. If you want to know who they are, you're free to go back and listen.
At least in public.
Not in public. Feel free to go back and listen to all the shows. We've been around a while. If you want to try to figure out which one was it, some of them I do still speak to. Some of them I do not. Will I call them out on the air? No, because that's called being professional. This is where I tell some of you have no sense of professionalism, no togetherness, no any of it. And as a result, we get thrown back in the Stone Age, even as far as gaming. 10 years ago, we were still having the same conversation. The reason we're still having it is because some of you keep saying you're a gamer. I love the industry, but you do stupid shit like I'm going to flash my tatas on a camera and then yell at the girl who says, stop doing that. I was just at a conference and had somebody try to grab my boobs because of you. Stop it. Don't do that. Well, why I got to care about you? Because, bitch, I was at the conference for you in the first fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was at. Stop.
Seriously, it just irritates me because this just goes on. I have a young voice, supposedly, I guess, I've been told.
You do.
And it pisses me off that I sign into these Ventrilo, TeamSpeak, whatnot, and they're like, oh, my God, it's a girl. And then I have to fight the next hour for them to take me seriously because I have boobs. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how long I've played with these guys. They can have played with me for a year every night, and it's almost every night. The first 30 minutes of our conversation will be me fighting for my place amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a vagina.
My problem.
And these girls are not helping.
My problem is I apparently have a nice voice.
Okay? You do have a nice voice.
Thank you. when I first talk to people, I'm very professional and I'm kind of soft spoken, but I'm articulate. And when I get on Ventrilo or Skype or whatever with someone for the first time, they immediately are taken aback and like, oh, hello there. You know, and most guys, that's their reaction to me. So instead of focusing on the game, when I'm sitting here trying to play a game with them, they're, you know, trying to get my pixel poon. And it's just not going to work, you know, because I'm playing a game with you right now. Can you please focus on the game? I want to play a game with you right now. And that's half the reason that I don't get on voice, because I'm tired of getting hit on, and I'm tired of guys assuming that just because I have tits and a vagina that, you know, you can hit on me and get some of this pixel poon. It's not going to work.
Yeah,
and, it's because of chicks like we're talking about now that we have to deal with this.
And I keep hearing this from a lot of newer gamers. And when I say newer gamers, I'm talking about those of you who are just starting to get on Xbox Live. If you're not getting any flack now, you're saying nobody's ever said that to me, then you need to turn around and look at us. You need to turn around and look at Frag Dolls. You need to turn around and look at PMS Clan. You need to turn around and look at Lady Gamers. You need to turn around and look at Gunner Girls and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all the bullshit you went through so that nobody's now bothering me. But they still do bother. You just haven't run across those guys yet. And believe you me, the first time it happens to you, it's going to hurt. You're going to get angry. You're going to want to get off your Xbox. You want to cancel your account. It hurts because you're just like, I'm just like you. I'm just playing a game. This is the one time in history that we have a medium where your sex does not come into play.
Yep.
I want to play football. You can't. You're a woman. When they hit you, they're going to knock out some parts you need. I want to play hockey. No, we don't want to hit you in the face with a stick. You're a woman. Knock your teeth out. I want to play baseball. Sorry, you know, you don't have the upper body strength to hit as hard as a guy. You know, this is the one time in history where you are on equal footing, and what you want to do is go back to where they had you in the first place and show your boobs. Again, nothing wrong with it. I'll show my boobs, too, when I feel like it, but I don't feel like it should be incorporated into gaming.
As
I told the lovely young lady, when I am playing Left 4 Dead, I don't care how fucking big your boobs are. Can you kill that zombie that's coming up behind me? That's what I want to know. And if you keep saying I got big boobs, well, if them bitches get in the way, take them down, and let's do this, talking about them.
With nothing but just the two handguns because you ran out of ammo and everything else.
Girl, I got big tits, too, but I'm not letting those play my game for me.
Right? If they're in the way, like I said, take them down. put on your bra. So
put on a sports bra, duct tape them bitches down. Do what you got to do. That's what I had
you know
to
what,
do.
Yeah. You know what irritates me more is these are probably the same girls that you play with every, you know who I'm talking about, the girls. They've got their little in-game boyfriends who go out and get them the items they want because they can't do it by themselves and they can't find a group on their own. And they don't know how this works or what a rotation is or gear score or anything else.
You're giving them too much brains, Ginger.
No, I actually was in a group like that with one girl. And it
was
level 30-something. And she was a hunter wearing like level 1 gear. And I didn't know what was going on. I was a healer, you know, and I'm, like, rocking out the heels. And she is just fucking her whole groove up. And finally she was, oh, I'm sorry. My boyfriend is teaching me how to play.
Jay, it's interesting that you should say that. It's interesting that you say that this chick we used to play with, Army, that was her name, Army chick, whose husband was a Marine. I think she was a Marine, too, ex-Marine. And she was kind of my personality, but she didn't like bullshit from other women if they come in the game and they go to talking to them and go, well, you know, you play with guys, and I'm sick of guys, and you have all these guys here playing with you, and you must be a whore. You hear, blam, she'd shoot him in the head, standing right beside him, bam, bitch, get out of my game. And
I think I like her.
Bitch, get out of my game, blam.
I like her. Can we keep her? I like her.
Yeah.
I've lost track of
that's
her over
hot.
If you're out there listening, I would love to play with you again. Just deliciousness. And also, I wanted to point out to this lovely chick who keeps saying, or not kept saying, but she was on Twitter saying, oh, so-and-so's not attractive. I would like to point out to you my gaming urban legend playing with Brooklyn, whom I adore, who's a frag doll. Very gorgeous girl. Yes, she has big, huge boobs, and she's boobs and legs. That's all she is. That's what we call her, Boobs McGee, when we see her. And she is one of those people you see in person, and she makes your eyes hurt. She's so pretty. You can't look at her. She's gorgeous, really. And I've been in a room with her playing. I don't feel intimidated at all. I'm happy to post you the picture. It should be up on Facebook or on our website somewhere. I stood right next to her. I'm not intimidated by you. I just don't like you doing something that's idiotic. They've never shown their boobs, and those girls are known all over the world. All you know is in your little circle. You have a couple of guys that keep telling you, oh, you're hot. So that means you have some self-esteem issues. You need somebody to tell you you're hot while you play. Maybe that's why you're playing. But I'm telling you, I don't need that. Get the fuck out of my house. Quit playing in my sandbox. Fucking up shit for me. Wait a minute. Do I need to go back to my old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? We're in the same race, jumping the same hurdles, and you're the bitch tripping me up. Get off my track. Go play somewhere else.
We're about to motherfucking rage is what's going on. That's my new catchphrase.
No, Jay, this wasn't even talk shit about her being female. This was other girls that came in the game trying to play the stupid role and yell at her. Bam! Bitch, get out my game. Obviously, you don't know how to play. I was scared. I was like, please don't kill me, Army.
I like her, man. Even if I don't play first-person shooters normally, I play with her just to be like, all right, that's cool.
It is fun to. It is a whole lot of fun to play with a bunch of other girls. I will say that. I love the giggling and the screaming and, you know, type of thing. But I don't want to play with somebody who is so caught up in being sexual. We do that. We have our fun here. Kid you not. We've all had. Look, all of us here have been sex workers virtually.
Yeah, virtually. We've all been sex workers.
So you ain't did nothing that we ain't done. But my point is, I don't bring it in here and try to make it the whole show about the fact that I was stripping and sexing. Sometimes we have a whole show about it, but not often.
It's when it makes sense. It's when the topic makes sense. But we're not gonna sit here and every other word is gonna be, oh, and when I was a stripper in Second Life or when I was a whore in Second Life. I mean, it's not about that.
Say again, what happened?
What?
Right, and say, who is this girl? When we gonna meet this girl? Look, wait, I'm paying attention to it. When we gonna meet this girl? How come we ain't got to save this girl? You been hiding?
I know, right?
You hear that, Ginger? Where was she when we were playing Left 4 Dead?
Where is she now? You're here listening. Where is she?
Bring her up in this piece.
Ginger pulled out a wine card.
Where is she now? Hey. Too much Southern comfort.
What? Oh, no.
What?
I don't know. All I'm saying is you could be the most gorgeous girl in the world. I'm talking like curves and beautiful lips and eyes and skin and hair and whatever.
So we're talking about what?
I just don't give a shit. If you can't play my game, get out.
A true story.
And I, you know what?
About
I don't even care if I don't even care if a guy is hot. All right, and I love me some men. I don't even care if a guy is hot. You could look like Vin fucking Diesel up in the game. If you suck, get out of the game and come over to my house instead.
I was going to say, man, that'd be hard. Yeah, no, you just totally fixed that equation.
I'm going to tell you how I know for a fact how much I love gaming. The first year I went to GDC, I was standing across from one of the VPs at Microsoft who had on a watch that was blinding me because that bitch was covered in diamonds. And he was leaning over the bar talking to me, and I was like, oh, he is so cute. Oh, is that Frogger behind you? Excuse me? I know I love money, so it was no contest. What? Can you move? No, move. You and your shiny watch are blocking me. I can't see.
I love you, Corey. That's so awesome.
So I know when I say I love this, I love this. I don't want anybody here that doesn't love it the same way I do. I don't want you flashing your boobs. If anybody gonna flash their boobs, I need to sit down and talk to you for a second. And when I start talking to you about the trackball in the centipede and your finger getting caught in the side, and you know, and you're
well,
like,
that's back in the olden days. We need to update that a little bit.
Wait a minute. When I start talking about the what's the newer game that I could talk about? Lara Croft and the pixels, and you're able to tell me how many pixels she had in 1998, and how many
How about the conversation we were having earlier about the Nintendo?
Nintendo. Oh, if you don't know about the Nintendo, where you had the on the cartridge,
you had to put it in just right.
Then you are not a gamer. I'm sorry. Now, there's some of you that are new. I get you. I know some of you are. What was it I was telling Ginger this earlier. I said, we did a story this morning. They were talking about hardcore gamers and casual gamers now. You have your heart. They've admitted there's hardcore people that play casual games. And I said, it's about time. We've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
Your game is, your hardcore is not what game. It's you love your game. And I was like, yeah, I know. I got a friend now. And she may be listening again this evening. And that bitch loves her some Cafe World. She got shirts. She buy cards. She got alarms set up so she can take her food off the stove 3-4 times a day. Let's see. She's putting it in her phone. Let's see. My soup is going to be ready at 5:30 a.m. I need to get up at 5:40 so I can make sure it doesn't spoil, because it spoils in 3 minutes. She knows the layout of her restaurant to make sure she gets the most customers per capita. I mean, these people are serious, serious business. Okay? So, yeah. If you're going to talk to me about that, even if it's all you play as Cafe World, if you love it that much, then I will say, yes, I bow to you. You are a gamer. That's all you play. That's fine by me. But your tatas don't figure into this, is what I keep trying to get these girls to understand. Unless you're going to make a business out of it and do better than this site that looks like it was a pop-up. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say pop-up. You know how
it looks like a bad porn site.
Not just bad. I'm talking about the pop-up. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Joey.
Yes.
Those bad sites we're not supposed to be on.
It looks like the kind that will actually steal your money instead of letting you get the content.
Yes. Put your credit card number in here. You'd be like, damn, I didn't get anything. I didn't get to look at the girls.
I think it's about that time, yo.
Is it? It's time to go. Oh, it was so delicious.
What you want
to
close out with?
Did the place blow? I guess we.
I guess so. Let's see.
Give us some Dead Island.
Dead Island?
Yeah.
I already started that one. Hold on, Pookie.
Oh, don't let it no more. Give us some Dead Island. Oop, that's loud.
There you go.
Go ahead. Turn it up. Turn it up, girl. Oh.
You told me to turn it up.
I forgot that it gets too loud. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you guys in the morning. We'll be calm for the morning, maybe.
Yes. We will be there.
I won't be here, so it'll be much calmer.
No snow completely in the morning.
I can't.
Come on.
Oh, she can't. You guys know where to find us. GameandAces.com, GameandAces.com, Twitter, Facebook, Tech and Hype, Lord of the Rings online. We're everywhere.
Yes, we are.
That's a blank text. He's gonna be like, listen to music too.
all you zombies out there,
sleep well. We're coming for you.